This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. City of Menominee officials say they've almost finished removing trees impacted by the invasive emerald ash borer. Like nearly every other municipality across Wisconsin, the City of Menominee has been working to remove ash trees infected by the invasive beetle to prevent further spread and protect residents from the dangers posed by the damage the beetles cause to trees. They say over 240 ash trees have already been removed from city properties, and there are only a few trees left for removal. City crews also removed some trees that had not been affected by the emerald ash borer, but still showed signs of storm damage or decline. With the final trees removed, the city will begin replanting the area with 10 different tree species to rebuild its urban forest environment with more resiliency and a reduced risk of future widespread losses. Replacement tree planting is scheduled to take place this spring. A second round of planting and stump removal is scheduled to take place in the fall. More information about the tree replanting project and the benefits of having a diverse urban forest are available on the City of Menominee website. The Eau Claire City Council approved a contract extension to continue providing ambulance services for Town of Wheaton residents at its meeting this week. The unanimously approved contract extension will ensure the Town of Wheaton receives ambulance services for the next 3 years. Under the agreement, the Town of Wheaton is expected to pay about a $24 per capita fee over the 3 years of the contract. The City of Eau Claire will also invoice a $200 non-resident ambulance fee for each person receiving the service in Wheaton. The Eau Claire Police Department is reminding residents to lock their cars at night after receiving multiple reports of car prowlers in the area. According to a press release, the reports came from the area of Jeffers Road to the north of Highway 312 early on Wednesday morning. Authorities say car prowlers will go from vehicle to vehicle checking to see if any of them are unlocked before taking any valuable items inside them. They're encouraging residents to lock their car doors, not leave valuables in their vehicles, be vigilant, and contact the communications center with any information. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. National Guard troops are in Columbia County helping with flooding as heavy rain continues to impact parts of Wisconsin. About 100 soldiers are working to protect roads near Portage, building sandbag barriers to keep drivers safe and prevent damage to the interstate. The governor met with troops yesterday and thank them for stepping in to deal with rising water and storm cleanup. State officials say the emergency declaration will help speed up support to communities still recovering from tornadoes and flooding earlier this week. They're preparing for more storms tonight and throughout the weekend. In western Wisconsin's congressional race, Democrat Rebecca Cook outraised Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden by nearly $1 million to start the year. Cook raised $2.4 million overall, compared to Van Orden's $1.3 million, and now leads in cash on hand heading into the August primary. She's in a primary against Rodney Rave, a former legislator for the Ho-Chunk, and Eau Claire City Council President Emily Burge. Cook says she is returning donations tied to California Congressman Eric Swalwell after recent allegations of his past sexual assaults. He denies any wrongdoing. Republican lawmakers are accusing the State Department of Public Instruction of breaking Wisconsin's open meetings law during a nearly $370,000 trip to the Wisconsin Dells. According to a WPR report, GOP officials say the DPI met privately with a testing vendor to review exam questions without proper notice. DPI officials told lawmakers the gathering involved educators, not public officials, and was properly documented. The Adams County District Attorney now has 20 days to decide whether to investigate. If not, a conservative group plans to sue. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers meet the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Miami, where the Brewers open a 3-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the Brewers left home with a 2-1 victory over the Blue Jays. After the game, reliever Trevor Megill, why he got into a shouting match with the Blue Jays dugout.
I was rubbing balls on my leg. Somebody on their bench, I think it was Schneider on their bench, was complaining about it. I looked at him. I said, I promise I don't have anything on there. Immediately got used from their bench.
At 10-8 for the season, the Brewers now in third place behind the Reds and the Pirates. NFL, the Packers tailgate tour wraps up this weekend in Stevens Point. I asked Randall Cobb if he's ever been on the statewide tour before.
I have. This is my second time on the tailgate tour. I went back in 2012. Great time. I love it. Being able to go around the state and just meet all the loyal fans that have supported us over the years and being able to give back to the community in a different way.
That's former Packer Randall Cobb. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Chippewa Valley
Weather. We have a chance of thunderstorms from late this morning through early to mid-afternoon, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even a tornado or two possible. Be weather aware today. Our high, mid-70s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, some rain. Tomorrow, much, much colder, with highs only reaching the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.